this is such a challenging issue. I mean, certainly as a board, we have to be responsible for our taxpayers. We have to be prudent in our decisions. But there's not a lot of fluff in our budget. You know, when you couple the fact that we are having these workforce shortages and how it's so hard to attract and retain our teachers, plus all of our support staff, we're not going to see educational costs going down. Over half of our budget is salaries, and we're going to have to continue to figure out how to pay more for all those positions if we're going to keep people in our workplaces. So really, the changes has got to come out of Topeka. We've got to continue to work on advocating for increasing the base aid to schools. And then there are also two major flaws in how districts are getting their funding right now. The way the American with Disabilities Act is written, we are supposed to be getting 92% of our funding for special education costs covered by the state and federal governments, and both entities aren't doing their part, which means that we're having to spend a lot of our general fund budgets to help compensate the lack of that funding in our special education funds. And it takes a lot of flexibility out of local budgets to do things like raise teacher salaries. And so that really locks us in and makes it very hard for us to do much as far as bringing up our budgets up or down. There's also a part of the current funding formula that requires us to spend the same percentage of at-risk funds that we spend in the general fund in our LOB. And the LOB is supposed to be for perks that local units of government can choose whether or not to do to add more features to our district. And we have very little flexibility in that right now because so much of our money is being force mandated by the state to be spent on at-risk funds, way more than we even really need. So those two issues really need to be taken care of in Topeka. If and when that happens, I think that will allow us a little bit more flexibility as a board to be able to look at, you know, being able to possibly lower the mill levy moving forward. But right now, we have very little choice. By the time we look at what the schools need and how we're going to raise that money, the mill levy has pretty much been almost flat the whole time I've been on the board. There's just not that much wiggle room.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, school budgets are so complicated. I almost think maybe we need like a pie chart or something, you know.
It'd be have a lot of wedges to that pie, Brandon.
Yeah.
It is a very complicated pie chart. And I've been saying that a lot, and that we really need to put pressure on the legislature to simplify how we fund our schools. Because when people who are experts in this field have a hard time explaining it to the average person, there's a problem right there. We did a really – our Eric Reed, our superintendent, did a really good job explaining it when we did our revenue neutral tax rate hearing earlier this year. And it's I've heard how schools are funded explained multiple times. And every time I get a new nugget out of it because it's just so complicated. It's a system that was established in the 60s and 70s and has just been constantly tweaked by different legislative sessions over the last 50 years. And we really need to probably do a comprehensive look at how we fund our schools and figure out a simpler way to do it. Mm-hmm.